Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist, while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement.
Some of the issues that are very meaningful to all of us. I don't know if I'll get a chance to spend much time on taxes and tax planning. I know we had a call from Mark out in Austin, Texas, who wanted to know whether or not the tax plan will be retroactive to January 1, 2017. I hope so, Mark. I hope so. I don't know, because it hasn't been purported or reported yet, whether or not they're going to go along with that. If they do, that'll put money in everybody's pocket. And, of course, there's lots of different provisions in there. Some I really like, some not so much. But that's the way it's going to be for all of us, folks. And if you're part of the resist movement, you're going to hate it, because you hate everything about Donald Trump. And if you're on the alt-right side, you're probably going to, you know, hate it too. Everybody's going to hate it, because it doesn't give everybody everything they want. Because nobody wants to pay taxes, do they?
No.
Nobody wants to pay. Doesn't matter how much you pay, whether it's a dollar or $1 million. Nobody likes paying taxes. But we got to pay for the military. We got to pay the interest on our debt. We got to pay for our roads and our bridges and all the infrastructure that's in peril. I mean, look at what's happened to Puerto Rico. They ignore the infrastructure, don't have the money, they're bankrupt. A hurricane comes by and the entire country's devastated and may remain so for many, many, many months. It is a horrible tragedy. Horrible. And you should whip out your checkbook today and send a donation to these poor people who are up to their ears in water. And most of them, of course, they're not. They don't have any electricity. They have no gasoline. Many of them don't have any food. Infrastructure. We need to have an infrastructure plan, too. Maybe Trump will get to that next. I hope so. But we start today, and I've got a lot on the agenda. I want to talk about Mark Cuban here in a minute, and credit cards and so forth, and older workers and longevity. But I covered this the other day on Jerry Lewis, and it makes a point as to why you should have a living trust. Sit back, folks. Relax. It is the Ray Program. Now, Jerry Lewis died a few weeks back. Big loss. Tremendous talent. Jerry's kids, you know, you'll never walk alone or whatever. He used to sing off key, but it's still very compelling. Raised a lot of money. And by all rights, a decent guy. You thought, anyway, on the outside. I don't know. I never met the guy. Jerry Lewis died of heart failure at age 91. And he left behind his wife, 6 children from a previous marriage, 1 adopted daughter, and an estate worth $50 million. His heir. I'm going to say heir because he disinherited his six kids. Yep, cut them out. Now, we'll talk about the estate tax here in a second, if we're going to have an estate tax. Again, I haven't read the bill, so I don't know exactly what the position is. But in his will, he said this, and I quote, "I have intentionally," use the word intentionally, "excluded Gary Lewis, Ronald Lewis, Anthony Joseph Lewis, Christopher Lewis, Scott Anthony Lewis, and Joseph Christopher Lewis. All boys." I mean, he had a basketball team plus a sub sitting on the bench. Disinherited every single one of them. Now, not to get into the nitpicking side of this thing, I can't even think of a reason why I would disinherit any of my kids, but then again, who knows what they did to him? I don't know. But that's not my point. My point is, why do we know this? Why is this public information? Because wills are a public document. And so whenever somebody dies, if they have a will, all that will stuff is public information, which is why you really want to have a living trust if you can certainly avoid it. But you don't want to have all of your dirty laundry aired out in the will, even though they can probably still get information. But the living trust does something else. And I'm going to assume that Jerry Lewis must have had a living trust. But the probate process, a will is probatable. And probate means to prove or truth. I don't know what the Latin translation is. But it's like, I prove through this process that I want my assets to go not to my six kids, but to my second wife, and not to my prior marriage, because I already settled that one. Everything's going to my spouse. That's what Jerry Lewis is basically saying. And by probating the will, the courts say, yep, that's what Jerry wanted. That's what Jerry wanted. Stamp, seal of approval, case closed. In a living trust, it's not as public. And therefore, the assets don't have to go through a retitling, because while you're alive, the assets get retitled. That's why it's called an inter vivos trust, inter vivos. Again, I never took Latin, so pardon me if I'm not saying it right. But it's a living trust. When I set up a living trust, I fund that trust with my assets, my brokerage account, my real estate, my bank accounts, whatever other assets that I might have, go into the living trust so as to avoid probate, avoid having to prove that I really want the assets to be transferred, because they're already transferred. They're already transferred. And then I name a trustee to just affect whatever the trust document says. Now, that doesn't mean it can't be contested in court. Just about anything and everything is. But it's not going to be aired out normally in the public eye. And many times when the assets are already transferred, it's hard to question that, because the actions were taken while I was alive. It's not testamentary. Interesting. And the trust does become irrevocable once I'm dead. Now, if you have a $50 million estate like Jerry Lewis, you want to avoid probate at all cost, because the probate fees, I don't know, they could be anywhere from 3 to 10%. And then you got legal if things are contested, and surely I would think that something like this is going to be contested. I mean, if there's 50 million bucks at stake and your six brothers getting together at Thanksgiving or whatever, saying, hey man, dad had 60 mil and we're getting squat, don't you think we ought to hire a lawyer and see if we can get milk some of this out of there? And then he also had an estranged daughter out of wedlock that's totally homeless, living in Philadelphia. How's she feel about all this? It's her dad, whether he had anything to do with her or not. The DNA test proved that Jerry Lewis was her dad. Oh, man, what a freaking nightmare that you leave behind. So the moral of the story for this segment of the Ray Lucia Show is this. Get your financial house in order. Sit down with your attorney, or if you care to go online with some of the online plans, remember it's garbage in, garbage out, so you're going to have to make sure you're pretty astute when it comes to this stuff. But sit down with your attorney and make sure you have all of your legal documentation taken care of. And while you're at it, check all of your beneficiary designations. And it's even more critical if you're divorced, you're remarried, you have kids out of wedlock, you have kids from a prior marriage. All of that stuff is absolutely critical to get resolved while you're here, so the family ain't fighting it out when you're gone. All right, stick around. Mark Cuban's number one wealth building rule when we come back. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
You know, I have covered many times on this program the fact, and it is indeed a fact, that individuals that are approaching retirement and are in retirement spend less money. And as a result, I have discredited many of these retirement calculators that automatically compound your spending at 3 or 4% each year for inflation. Not because I don't believe that there's retiree inflation, because there is. That is a fact. That's a proven fact. And retiree inflation, as measured by the CPI-E for, well, they call it for the elderly, but it's for the experimental. It's an experimental rate. But it just basically proves out that in retirement, your costs, because of housing and healthcare primarily, go up at a faster clip than pre-retirement. But the mere fact that you spend less money offsets those increases. And that true, that is also true. And Steve Vernon wrote about this. Here's what he found, or at least the researchers found, that at the end of 2016, annualized spending by consumers age 55 and over dropped by 2.9%, a significant reversal from back in 2013 when it actually increased by 2%. So in a fairly short period of time. And I don't necessarily know why. I don't think they know why either. But I think it has something to do with the fact that 10,000 people are retiring on a daily basis. And once you hit retirement, in particular if you're on a fixed income or you're spending your own money, it's like the study I'll talk about next hour that says if you spend your credit card money, you spend 18% more than if you spend cash. Well, the same thing is sort of true, I think, or at least you can relate to that when you're in retirement. If you're getting a paycheck, a regular paycheck, each and every month, then you tend to spend more than when you're dipping into whatever you've saved up. And since I've been experimenting with spending cash, I can say, not anecdotally, but in reality, I spend a lot less when I'm whipping out cash than when I'm whipping out my credit card. And I mean, the beneficiary might be Jeannie and I. The loser on that may be the tip that I give at the restaurant. Maybe instead of 30%, I give 18 or whatever. In either event, Gene Pastoul is a certified financial planner. And Gene, what I haven't talked about necessarily is what that impact may be. Assuming it's all true, and I know that it is factually true, that as people age, they spend in nominal terms less money. And that's backed up by all kinds of data, by the way, about 2.5% per year less, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and so forth. But we haven't really addressed that from the standpoint of stock market returns and so forth. What's your take on that as a CFP?
Well, the interesting thing is to look at, especially as you're aging, as the individual is aging, that you're right. I mean, I haven't bought a new suit in 4 or 5 years, but you're the only one that does, because look at, you know, I mean, who can keep
it's hard,
up,
it's hard
who
to
can keep
this,
up with that?
Hard to
I
look mean, this good.
Certainly. No wonder you get up at 3 in the morning.
I do.
Anyway, but you do. I mean, it's the inflation that seniors, for example, the experience is a lot different than what a younger person does, because most of the things that a younger person is paying for or buying, the person who's retired and living in the last part of his life is not doing that. But his medication bills go up, his doctor bills go up, and the like. So that's an important thing. In any event, so the idea is to look at where your fixed expenses are, where the money the expenses that are never going to change, at least never going to go down, most likely could go up. Might, if you're renting, your expense of renting is going to go up unless you move. If you're you have utilities, they're always going up, etc. But to be able to find a way to cover the basics of your expenses, of your cost of living, and then you can apply a portfolio to that stock portfolio and the like, that can help with the increases, and you have more control over it. But if you're just got this pile of money there, and you're trying to figure out every year or every month what percentage of that you can take, you drive yourself crazy.
This fellow Steve Vernon, the actuary that I was talking about, has written about this, and I don't have time to get into everything that he said, but I believe that he's in your camp. The safety first camp. Remember, folks, I've talked about the safety first approach, which I'm also in favor of, versus the probability based approach. And what comes to mind usually is this whole idea of annuities, which Gene is an expert in, and the fellow that's on TV that says, I'll never buy an annuity, I'll never sell an annuity, I hate annuities, that guy, you know, he's a billionaire money manager. And I was just relating this during the break. You and I talked about this. If a person buys a life annuity, they might pay a one-time fee to a broker or whatever. What is it, like 3% or something like that, right?
Actually, the insurance company will pay the fee.
The insurance company will pay it. But they get a lifetime income. And Steve Vernon, the actuary who does these calculations for a living, said that's actually something you should do. Cover your essential expenses with guaranteed income from Social Security, pensions, and annuities, and then do the stock diversified portfolio thing, the probability-based side with your portfolio to cover the non-essential costs.
Yeah,
Explain why that's a good thing.
Well, I just read that guy's, his brochure or pamphlet. He sent it.
Oh,
to
that
me,
guy the, that's on
yeah,
TV.
That guy, yeah. And I read the thing and all about how bad annuities are, and item by item by item by item through the entire thing, he referred to what would be the worst possible product that one could buy, and in fact, none of that would be true if you're actually looking and say, well, I don't want this to be true, no problem. We can do that here. I don't want this to be true. And you just and there's tons of annuities that would be picked that would alleviate all of that. So what was your question?
Well, it doesn't matter. I was just talking about the spending and retirees and the fact that there's this probability-based thing, and then there's this thing, called safety first. And for those of us that have had real life experiences where people sit down with you, not as a money manager, but people sit down and say, you know what, I don't want to be eating dog food if I ever do make it to 90.
Yeah.
Then you have to go with a safety first approach because you don't know what's going to happen. And my point was, if older Americans, and we're dominated by this baby boom population, if indeed they're going to be spending 2.5% less, which the academic studies tell us they do, then what does that portend for the stock market going forward? I don't know the answer to that. But stick around with Mr. Pastula, because I do want to give him a compliment, because he was 25, 30, maybe 40 years ahead of his time. I'll explain why when we come back. He's a smart guy. You ought to talk to him sometime. Go to safemoneymonitor.com or give him a call at 800-809-6783. He'll help you make much, much better money moves. safemoneymonitor.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about credit, debt, debit cards, and all that. I just got an email in, by the way, during the break from Janie. I'll get to this, Janie, in just a minute, but I found it a little interesting. She's asking, aren't you afraid you might get robbed or assaulted if you're carrying so much cash? Yeah, I guess. I don't live in Detroit. I live in the suburbs in San Diego. So I'm sure it could happen. I don't carry that much cash. It's not like I have a wad of hundreds. You know, I might keep 50 bucks, you know, in my pocket so I can take my wife to lunch or whatever. And I can, you know, replenish from time to time. But I don't think you have to take a whole wad of cash. But I'll get to Janie's email because she asked a good question about debit cards. And I will address this. But now it's time to play.
That's Bolshevik.
Yeah, exactly. So here's the question of the day. Older workers are grumpy people who grudgingly hang on to their jobs because they can't afford to retire, blocking the path to promotion for all you youngins out there. Is that true? Or is it?
Bullshit!
Interesting, because most of us think it is indeed true. But a recent study by the Rand Corporation shows that many older Americans stay in the workplace because they want to be there. Enjoying meaningful work is a key reason for delaying retirement. There's also been studies on this. That individuals tend to be happier and healthier and live longer because if you are working in an environment with the social interactivity and even some of the stress, and some of that stress is good stress for you in particular, since it takes some of the financial stress, which is bad stress off of your shoulders. In the New American Working Conditions Survey, older workers report having more meaningful work and more workplace flexibility than their younger peers. The AWC compared responses to questions about workplace conditions and satisfaction among older workers 50 plus and their prime age peers 35 to 49. The study found that more than two-thirds of older men and women reported satisfaction with work well done, and they felt they were doing useful work. Prime age women reported about the same level of satisfaction, but only a little more than half of prime age men reported these same levels of satisfaction. So the prime age men just aren't that happy with the prime age women, I suspect. I don't know. So what do seniors need to know about working in retirement? I highly recommend the phased in retirement instead of cutting the cord. One day you're working, the next day you're playing golf 7 days a week, for a number of different reasons, the least of which is financial. But here is what they go on to say. Older workers are also more likely to report workplace flexibility than their younger peers. College graduates in particular are more than twice as likely to determine their own work schedules as their younger counterparts. So now we add into the mix, it helps if you have a college degree. Researchers often explain these results in this study and others by pointing out that older people are generally more satisfied with life than younger people, and that older workers are more likely to have found work that they find satisfying. Well, I guess that is true, I'm trying to figure out in my own life if that is true. I only had a couple of jobs.
That's poor shipping.
Oh, it's not. Over the course of my career, but I found it quite satisfying. On the other hand, younger workers report more satisfaction in two areas: social support at work and the opportunity for advancement. The last item, however, might result from the fact that older workers have advanced their careers farther than younger workers. I want to get back to this social support thing, because I think that is true. I think younger workers, young people in general, are more into the social support than the older people are. I found that with the young people that worked for me when I had a bunch of young people that worked for me. I found them to be excellent workers, and I found them to be bright and intelligent. But man, the talk around the water cooler and the nitpicky stuff that they talked about drove me crazy. It's like, get back to work, will you? But they dig that, you know, that festering, I don't know, they call it support here. I don't know what I would call it. I might call it, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Or maybe. Here's some compelling reasons, I'll finish with this, for older workers to stay longer on the job. Working longer enables people to delay their Social Security, which significantly increases their lifetime payouts. We've obviously beat that one to death on this program with individuals' life expectancy increasing, I don't know, a year for every 3 or 4 years that you're alive. The longer you delay Social Security, it's like buying an inflation-adjusted annuity. So working longer gives you that ability to not turn the spigot on because you're still working. Workers might receive subsidized health insurance. I noticed this when I terminated from my full-time job and, you know, went into my part-time work where I've got to provide my own health insurance, don't have a company plan or anything like that. We're paying a lot of money for health insurance. The subsidy that my company provided, that's not providing it any longer, is quite substantial. I mean, we're talking a lot of money each month. So that health insurance decision is a big one. Now, if you're over 65, you can get Medicare. Medicare is found to be a pretty good solution if you buy the supplement or you do the Medicare Advantage. It's a pretty good health plan. It's a pretty darn good health plan. No, I'm not a Bernie Sanders follower. I don't want socialized medicine. I don't want Medicare for everybody. Don't email me on that. But generally speaking, I get to go to pretty much any doctor I want, and they provide good services, and I have no complaints. Working can help maintain employees' health, particularly when their employer offers a wellness program. Does your employer offer smoking cessation and weight loss? In my company, I forget how many pounds were lost because we brought in one of the Weight Watchers people to come in every week, and they weighed the people. I know my daughter, Lonnie, lost like 20 pounds, and she's kept it off. She looks great. So didn't do much for me, but, you know, I already told you about that. I'm a nervous eater. Older workers might enjoy valuable social connections that can also help enhance their health and well-being. I mentioned that. One very effective strategy, as is reported by Steve Vernon, the actuary, one very effective strategy for older workers is to consider downshifting. They could work just enough to cover their living expenses to allow their Social Security benefits and retirement savings to grow as long as possible. For some individuals, delaying from 65 to 70 could increase income by as much as 40%. That is so true. And perhaps you don't need to work as hard or earn as much as the prime age years, instead seeking interesting, satisfying work with flexibility and respect and social connections. See, if I can only get McCartney to hire me to travel around the country and do gigs with him, I wouldn't even ask for, you know, all that much money. Just the experience would be fantastic. And by the way, I'm of the age where, you know, these guys are like in their 70s. I'm not there. I'd be the young person in the group. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. The AWC study points to the need for both individuals and employers to find ways to keep older Americans engaged in work by accommodating their changing capabilities, allowing them to apply their interests and abilities, and providing the flexibility they desire. Again, this is what I found in business. Teaming up an experienced codger or older person that's got a lot of scars, et cetera, with one of these bright and talented young people, very well versed on the internet and new technology, was a grand freaking slam. So the fact that you should not work, well, let me have the kids say it better than I can say it. Keep working. It's bull, that's correct. Stay on the job, work longer, you will have more money, you'll probably live longer, less stress, and be more pumped up about life. All right, emails next. I will get to Janie's because she just emailed me on this credit stuff. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Joe Walsh, yeah, life's been good to Joe, no doubt about it. He's had some rough years, though, too, so, but I think he's doing pretty darn good. He lives right up the street. Joe Walsh. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia program. It's time for emails. We just got one in. Hit it, fellas.
Oh, yes, wait a-
Janie emailed me during the show. We were talking about debt and paying off your debts every single month and carrying around some cash and being on a cash basis because you spend literally, I mean, I think I've said 20-some-odd percent more in the past, but the study, the RAND study, I think was 12 to 18% more money. Well, when you consider, you know, if you make 50, 60, 70,000 bucks a year, you probably are spending most of that. So 18% on 50, 60, 70,000 bucks, do the math, folks. If you're spending most of that by credit card, you're spending a lot of extra money. Janie asks, aren't you afraid you might get robbed or assaulted? Wouldn't it be better to use a debit card? Okay, so there's two things here. First off, the robbed or assaulted. I don't live in a high risk area. It's not that I carry that much cash. And when you figure, even if I did get robbed, and, you know, because, of course, now that I've gone on national television and radio, that people might seek me out because I've got cash in my pocket. Don't even bother. It's not that much, folks. And incidentally, it's probably way less than I would spend if I used even a debit card, by the way. So, no, I'm not that concerned about it. If you are, you know, I hide all the big stuff in my underwear. No, no, just kidding. Just kidding. You know, if you leave, you know, 10, 15 bucks in your pocket, somebody robs you for $10 or $15, the rest is in your shoe, who cares? But you know, don't carry that much. Just carry enough to get you out of a bind, all right? Don't use the credit card. I'm actually going to spend on a credit card. The only thing I use my credit card for, now I do get gas because driving here is a deductible expense. So when I put gas in my Escalade, that goes on my expense report for my self-employed income versus my self-employed expenses. Give it to my CPA, let them worry about the rest. Now, wouldn't it be better to use a debit card? You know, I know there are a lot of people on the radio and television that love debit cards. I don't. And in fact, I actually, during the break, I pulled this because I've researched this before. Subconsciously, I already talked about the fact that studies show that even when you use a debit card, you spend more money because it feels like a credit card. Right? So even though the money's getting yanked right out of your bank account. It still feels like a credit card. You're not touching and feeling the cash, leaving you, your wallet, your hand to somebody else. Also, if you overdraft that sucker, it can get very, very expensive, like 20% annual interest rates on the overdrawn balance, of $50 fee, $35 fees, etc. There's also usually an annual fee, could be 25 to 60 bucks. It starts to add up. And by the way, you get no credit for having a debit card. In other words, it doesn't go on your credit score in a good way. Like if you have a credit card and you keep the balances down and you don't cancel the credit card, it helps to keep your credit score higher. So a debit card, No, because if you overdraft your debit card, that goes on the credit report. It's listed as another debt on the credit report. The other thing that I have found is it makes purchasing stuff a lot more difficult. Now, if I'm traveling and I'm renting a car, as I said before, maybe a hotel room, I will use the credit card. If I use my debit card, you know what they do? They tie up the money. They want a big deposit. Because when you give them their credit card, they go in and they make sure you have enough limit in there to cover the cost of the stay. Otherwise, people would, you know, steal from them all the time. So the debit card makes it a little more complicated when you're doing more expensive purchases, like a hotel room for a week or whatever. And then finally, if you lose your credit card, you have lots of protections. You call the company, they send you a card in the mail in 24 hours, they cancel the old card, you're maybe on the hook for 50 bucks, but nothing more. You lose the debit card, you lose it. You call the bank, who knows how long it takes them to cancel out the activities. So I just don't see the debit card, Janie, as a solution. As far as me getting robbed, I'll take my chances. Joe is next up. Can I employ my teenagers and get a deduction for my business? So, Joe, I'm assuming you are a sole proprietor, because while you can employ your kids for gainful employment related to the business, not for chores around the house. That doesn't work. Make your bed. Here's $5. Nope, can't deduct that. But if the kids do legitimate work for you, they clean your office, they come in and do filing, they do phone solicitations, they pass out flyers at church on Sundays. The minister, or priest, or rabbi might get mad at them for doing it, but that's marketing. And if your kids are helping you in the marketing effort, what you pay them would be deductible. Now, if they are under the age of 18 and you are a sole proprietor, this is actually a pretty good deal, because you pay them out of your sole proprietorship. You don't have to withhold FICA. They don't have to report FICA, and you get the deduction. They get the income. They can have, what, $4,000 or $5,000 of earned income and pay no tax. So that's huge. And I used to do that years ago when I had a sole proprietorship and I employed my kids. It's got to be reasonable pay for reasonable work. You can't pay a three-year-old $25 an hour. In either event, well, maybe you could, Curtis, but you got to get the wife first, then you can get a kid. All right? These guys give me a hard time all the time. It just doesn't matter. Anyway, you can employ your teenagers under the age of 18, save the FICA. It is deductible to your business. It's a terrific strategy for sole proprietors. If you're an S corp or a C corporation, it's still a good strategy, but you gotta pay the FICA withhold. It's not nearly as valuable because both of you pay to 15.3% combined. Out of time. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Make it a fantastic day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of the station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions.
Biz Talk Radio,